looking to dive into topics on how to live a happier, healthier, more fit, and long lifespan, then you've come to the right podcast. Living the Dream with me, Coach Damian Evans. Together, we will explore the topics on all things health, fitness, and wellness. Together, we will be lifelong learners on this journey to living the ultimate dream. What up, Dream Team? Coach D here coming at you from beautiful sunny San Diego, and welcome back to the Living the Dream podcast, where we finish the week strong by covering how to properly fuel up our bodies based on what works best for us individually in order to reach for our health, fitness, and wellness goals, and in order for us to live our dream life. Today, potatoes. Are they healthy? Potatoes have been around for centuries and used across various cuisines. But they sometimes suffer a bad reputation, especially with the low-carb diets rising in popularity again. Let's talk about how the humble potato and why they may not deserve all this hate. In short, potatoes, they're a great source of vitamin C, vitamin B6, and potassium. They have resistant starch, which is a beneficial thing for our gut microbiome, and polyphenols. Three healthy tips. Keep the skin on for more fiber, add veggies, protein, and herbs with them, and mix up the varieties that you eat. Here are three ways to enjoy. You can enjoy them in a tray bake with fish or pulses, seasonal veg, and a herby sauce. You could enjoy them with a salad with green veggies, white beans, and a ranch dressing. You can enjoy them with a frittata with eggs, leeks, peas, spinach, and za'atar. Let's not write off potatoes and start to access the amazing health benefits that they offer. The origin of potatoes happened in South America. Potatoes originated in the Andes, in southern Peru, and northern Bolivia about 10,000 years ago. They became a staple food for the Incas, who developed hundreds of varieties. To survive the harsh environment of the highlands, they freeze-dried potatoes into something called chuño, a crucial legacy that has maintained food security for centuries. From Andes to Europe, in the 16th century, Spanish colonizers introduced potatoes to Europe, initially met with suspicion. The plant spread in an uneven way. By the 18th century, Europe caught the potato fever. It became a major crop in Ireland and various parts of Europe, especially Germany and west of England. 5,000 plus varieties. The few types of potatoes sold in most supermarkets are a tiny handful of the thousands of varieties that actually exist, showcasing a spectrum of colors, tastes, and textures. Most are found in the Andes and never make it to market, traded among highland and lowland communities and given as gifts for special occasions. Grow your own potatoes. While potatoes are available year-round, the main crop season hits in late summer. But now is the time to buy seed potatoes to enjoy the thrill of digging up fresh potatoes. They're easy and enjoyable. They're so simple to cultivate in the ground, raised beds, or containers. You can do it pretty much anywhere. I'm going to include a link to a guide on how to grow your own potatoes in the description of this episode. You'll find in this comprehensive article how to get started with growing your potatoes, how to choose the right type of potato for you, how to plant them and what to plant them in, and then how to care for them, water them, feed them, all the good stuff, and everything else that you'll need to know. So check out that guide in the description of this episode. Again, the health benefits of potatoes are numerous. They have carotenoids, they have lutein and zeaxanthin, they have anthocyanins. These are all things that are great for your health, those things that make the potato its specific color, just like fruits and vegetables, the polyphenols in those fruits and vegetables that create these beautiful rainbow of colors, potatoes have the same thing. So if they're so good for you, why the bad reputation? Potatoes are often misunderstood in nutrition and reduced just to their carbohydrate content, which overshadows the other nutrients in the potato. They are also associated with processed foods and unhealthy eating patterns, alongside refined grains, processed meats, and high sugar drinks, which I don't think that they belong there. They can be a part of a healthy diet. You wouldn't distill broccoli down to its carbohydrate content. You shouldn't do the same thing with potatoes. Just because potatoes can be made into French fries doesn't mean that they can't be healthy in other ways. They're a great source of vitamin C and B6, potassium, like we said before. Potatoes provide one of the most concentrated sources of potassium, even more significant than your typical, quote, high potassium foods like bananas. You think potassium and bananas, they go together. Potatoes have more potassium than bananas. They have iron. While their iron content is not particularly high, it's easily absorbed compared to many other iron-rich vegetables due to the high vitamin C content and the low levels of compounds that hinder absorption. So get your iron through potatoes. They have dietary fiber, of course, especially with the skin on, and they have polyphenols, most notably the carotenoids and the phenic acids that show many health-promoting properties. A quality carbohydrate. Potatoes are a quality carbohydrate. They contain resistant starch, a type of fiber that is fermented by our gut microbes, producing short-chain fatty acids and promoting the growth of beneficial colonic bacteria in the colon. They're a good alternative to refined grains such as white rice, pasta, and white bread to improve your diet quality. So you can sub out some of the white rice, pasta, and white bread for some potatoes. It might be down to how we eat these potatoes, if they're healthy or if they're not healthy. Recent evidence suggests that total potato consumption is not related to risk for many chronic diseases. When boiled potatoes were separated from mashed potatoes, fries, and crisps, they were no longer associated with a higher risk of diabetes. So here's five healthy tips. We kind of talked about it earlier. We want to keep the skin on. It contains about half of our total daily fiber if you eat it with the skin on. Cook them yourself. Bake them, boil them, or steam whole potatoes into stews and baked dishes, and you can't go wrong. Add veggies and protein. Pair your potatoes with foods high in protein and high in fiber to slow down the release of glucose into the bloodstream. Add your lentils, your beans, your peas, your fish or your eggs, fresh herbs, and seasonal vegetables like leafy greens. Also mix it up. Yellow flesh potatoes carry more carotenoids, while purple potatoes have a higher anthocyanin level. And then diversify your carbs. Switch it up through the week with whole grains, such as buckwheat, rice, quinoa, millet, and barley, and then switch it up with potatoes. So you can switch it up potatoes and then whole grains, buckwheat, rice, quinoa, millet, barley, that kind of stuff. Make sure you diversify your carbs. Some of our favorite ways to enjoy potatoes. Again, you could do the tray bake with fish, beans, seasonal veggies, and an herby sauce. Baked, you could slice or mash and layer with vegetables and lentil or tempeh sauce, or a breakfast skillet, frittata, eggs, bell peppers, onions, greens, and spices like za'atar. We're going to include two recipes, if you're looking for some recipes, in the description of this episode. One of them is a creamy aubergine potato and tempeh bake. Oh, sounds so good. And the other is a new potato and asparagus salad with ranch dressing. You definitely got to check these out. I got these recipes from The Doctor's Kitchen, and Dr. Rupi Aujla is an amazing resource for all things nutrition. Great podcast. He has some great books and he has some great content on his website. So definitely check out The Doctor's Kitchen with Dr. Rupi Aujla. Check out these two recipes and check out that guide on how to grow your own potatoes. Potatoes do not deserve their bad reputation. They can be a health food. And that's it, my friends. Thank you so much for joining me on this Fuel Up Friday episode of the Living the Dream podcast. Share the knowledge that you gain with your friends and family and hold each other accountable. If you enjoyed this content, it really does help a ton if you could post on your social media stories a screenshot of this episode with one takeaway that you learned, and then make sure that you tag me and share your journey. Tag me at livingthedream_podcast or at coachdamian_SD and let us know how this episode benefited you. Let us know what we missed. Let us know what we got wrong. Tell us how you have incorporated potatoes into your diet, and we want to know. Message us if you have any suggestions or tips that would help your Living the Dream team that we can discuss on future episodes. I will be right here with you working on making a stronger, happier and healthier humans. Until next time, friends, keep living the dream.